Starting in the days of the ancient Greeks and on through the years, theatrical producers have dealt with the same challenges: how to utilize the presence and talents of performers in concert with the sound, light, appearance, and limitations of a stage to produce a dramatic experience that will transform an audience. On a recent afternoon at the Jewish Repertory Theater in Amherst, an actress, a movement consultant, and a set designer were working through that very process. With the production set to begin in just weeks, they were sharing their expertise, visions, and instincts on the play's sublime and simple elements with director Saul Elkin.
90 minutes?
The flow of...
Well, 90 minutes is what I want. It's closer to 2 hours.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Written by actress Iris Barr, the play titled Die, the Hebrew word for enough, explores the lives of 11 people in a Tel Aviv cafe who will become victims of a bombing. Among the play's complications, the 11 characters, male and female, young and old, are all played by the same actress.
I was watching CSI New York, one of the cop shows, and here's my friend Josie DiVincenzo walking down the street. The next time I see her, she's lying on the pavement with a bullet hole in her head. That's my girl.
Yeah.
Call her agent.
As an actor, many times we'll get cast maybe like what they call an actor track, where you're actress number three that plays four characters. And many times, you know, one or two of them are large, and one or two you're walking in and out. Nothing like this ever. You know, this is absolutely on top of, you know, the most work I've had to do, the most sleep I've lost.
Josie DiVincenzo possesses an impressive resume in film and theater and on hit TV shows like ER, Friends, and Desperate Housewives. This play presents many challenges. DiVincenzo will need to morph into 11 different characters, their voices, their personalities. She is also called upon to show the explosion's devastating impact on each character. For assistance on that, Elkin reached out to local professional fight consultant Steve Vaughn.
I'm a storyteller, and the physical aspect of an artist's performance is my specialty. But I'm also very interested in what happened, and it's critical what happens with the lighting, with the costuming, as you've heard from our previous discussions. All these things are connected in the audience's experience.
Vaughn says the show's sound and lighting directors have worked to create what he calls powerful moments, the bomb exploding. That same explosion will occur 11 different times during the production to reveal its impact on each of the characters. But with a small stage crowded by the cafe's tables and chairs, Vaughn needs to incorporate a very practical concern.
Safety first. Has to be safety first. So that's why we learn the technique and we do it coldly first. There's only so many certain ways that a human body can move. And so all these different forms are connected by the realities of how your body works, everyone's body works, and the limitations of gravity and surroundings.
In this rehearsal alone, Josie DiVincenzo will hit the floor nearly 50 times. She estimates she'll fall another 200 times as the show is staged in the coming weeks. Aside from the need for a massage therapist, she reports that she's handling the crashes fine. That's no surprise to Steve Vaughn, who says she's very fit. And more importantly, he's observed Josie taking meticulous notes in preparing for what will represent the final dramatic living moments for the characters.
Saul made it very clear, and I couldn't agree more, that as much as, yes, every one of them dies, the idea of dying should hit us because of who we found out who they are as people, as opposed to being, oh, all these people die. It's more about, wow, what a shame that we don't get to see the rest of their story because they died, because of this bomb.
Written by Iris Barr, directed by Saul Elkin, and starring Josie DiVincenzo, Die opens tonight and runs through March 2nd at the Jewish Repertory Theater in Amherst. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.